The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Today we celebrate Mary, the Mother of God, the Theotokos, the God-bearer in Greek. I'd like to take a look at images of Mary and see if there isn't an image there for us to model our discipleship on. We have, in our beautiful nativity scene here, Mary kneeling and adoring Jesus. I don't know if that's the first pose you would take immediately after childbirth, but it is given to us in religious art, starting in the late Middle Ages. So we have Mary here with Joseph, a shepherd, an angel, all adoring the infant Jesus. Maybe they're just all too exhausted to hold him. But Jesus is there at the center. And we, if we model ourselves on Mary, are in adoration. We have other icons or images of Mary where she's standing with Joseph at the nativity. Maybe you mean like standing at the ready, like a waiter at a fine restaurant waiting for our beck and call, right? Or a slave with his hand always watching for what the master needs. Do we stand at the ready to do God's will? We have the image of Mary holding the child Jesus. Or even better, the Holy Family gathered around Mary, each of them holding each other. How well do we embrace Jesus? How well do we, as church, embrace those in need? Mary does this, right? She is our most powerful intercessor with God in heaven, proven countless times, right, by her presence and action, not only so long ago, but in so many apparitions and appearances throughout the centuries, even into our own. One of my favorite images of Mary, though, is in the iconography of our Eastern Orthodox friends, and it's Mary exhausted after childbirth, right? And the midwives are washing Jesus. A beautiful window in the cathedral in Juneau of St. Anne, exhausted after childbirth, and the midwives washing the Virgin Mary. What can we learn there? One, we don't have to do it by ourselves. Right? How many of us think it's all up to us? We wake up in the morning and we're like, I'm going to solve the world's problems. Well, we may not say it that big, but how often do we fail to ask for help from God or our neighbors or friends or spouses or children or parents? Not even Mary. And all of her wonderful beauty and ability did everything herself. So, can we learn something from these four images of Mary at the center of the church? Spend some time in adoration of Jesus. kneeling in humility, that there is a God who is bigger than us, who came to be one like us and one with us. Spend some time standing, ready to do God's will, attentive and listening for God's call. A time especially spent as we listen to God's word. Spend some time embracing Jesus, especially as Mother Teresa said, when we find him in the distressing disguise of the poor and the needy. And spend some time in rest, that it's not all up to us. And in fact, spending a little bit of time in rest, taking a Sabbath, is actually God's command, that we might be filled again with God as we go out in the next week to do God's will. Let's allow Mary to guide us and give us witness in this next year in those different modes of witnessing to our faith in Jesus, who's the center of our lives.